Well, there already have been some effects, I think. So, you know, local traffic in Sanford has been hurt. Tourist traffic, I don't believe there's either a short-term or a long-term effect. I don't think it's stopping anybody from visiting Central Florida.
Can you think of any precedents to this type of thing where tourism was affected?
Oh, I was in Aruba in 2006 when the Natalie Holloway tragedy occurred, and taught at the University of Aruba for a semester during the aftermath of that, and all of the ruckus that was created, you know, by the Holloway family and the boycotts. And it severely hurt Aruban tourism. And unfortunately, because it hurts the people, you know, I think what we need to do is let the legal system take its course and not try it in the court of public opinion, which, you know, as in Aruba, we tried the Holloway thing in the court of public opinion as opposed to letting the legal system, you know, take its course. And we're doing the same thing now.
Now, of course, here we are sitting in the tourism capital of the world. And, you know, image really does matter. It's, you know, something that we spend a great deal of money on fostering a positive image. This has to tarnish the image to some extent.
As, you know, again, if they link Sanford and Orlando, it will tarnish the image. And, you know, we deal with that. You know, fortunately, Orlando's not getting thrown out there, and you know, it's not the Orlando police force that's being disparaged in the press. So, you know, I don't think it's going to have that big an effect. You know, we have to be aware of it and, you know, do damage control when necessary.
You know, historically, though, in Florida, there have been incidents related to racial or social unrest that have affected the tourism industry. I'm thinking dating back to going back to the Anita Bryant anti-gay campaign in the 1970s. There were calls for gay tourists to boycott the state. There were African-American tourists who boycotted Miami for several years after the county commission refused to meet with Nelson Mandela in 1990. More recently in Arizona, their tourism industry has taken a deep hit because of boycotts related to their strict anti-immigration laws. So my question to you, Dr. Dixon, is do these boycotts based on social issues really have a significant economic impact?
Looking back in, you know, again, in the history of tourism, the only things that have really hurt tourism, 72 when we had the gas crisis, you know, people that were here in those times, you know, we were in lines at the gas stations. We couldn't get gas. That hurt tourism quite a bit. The next big thing was, you know, 2001, 9/11 severely hurt tourism because people were afraid to fly. And, you know, that severely hurt tourism. Occupancy stumbled. 2009, with the economy falling, you know, occupancy in the hotels and the theme parks went off. You know, that hurt.
So you're saying that these kind of pocketbook issues, these economic issues do impact tourism, but the social issues and the calls for boycotts of the convention industry, in your view, these do not usually have a significant overall long-term effect.
Well, people were boycotting Florida after, you know, Bush versus Gore. You know, the Florida, you know, Supreme Court can't count ballots and hanging chads. That didn't particularly, I mean, some people might not have come because of it. And some people might not come because of this, but will it significantly hurt tourism? I don't think it will significantly hurt tourism.